This has been one busy weekend for the Lord's Church in Maryville. And that's good. This weekend we have seen what I would term some milestones in regard to the congregation of a number of things that have happened. Those events that take place that we haven't had events like that before. Great breakfast, brunch, yesterday. European missions. A milestone. Milestone for them because it enabled them to have a brunch within the church family, the church setting. Saved them significant amounts of money instead of a hotel. And a contribution for Bibles of over $52,000. It's also a milestone as we make a step towards getting us an involvement minister, working towards that. But another milestone that is really as important, I feel the importance of it. Because our thrust in world missions has always been when we fully support a missionary, an American missionary in the mission field, he is supported to be there until a congregation can be established and turned over to the native people. Kevin and Allison Morrow agreed to extend their ministry for 2 more years so that during that 2-year period, having located Albert and Yona Chepi, who are agreeable to begin a ministry in Albania with their people, that Kevin could spend 2 years with Albert helping him become acclimated to the work. Now, we expect to see Albert and Yona numerous times going forward, but this is the last time you will see Albert here when he is in a shared pulpit position in Korcha, Albania. Because in September, we'll bring Kevin and Allison back, and that work will then be in Albert's hands. And why is that so important? Brethren, there are 13 active congregations in Albania, and when the Marls leave, only one will have a fully paid, full-time American preacher. Now that, to me, is an amen time, because that means almost all of the work in Albania is being done by the Albanians. Praise God. I won't take any more of your time. There's some other milestones there, but I'll leave them out for tonight. But we're so blessed to have Albert with us and to make a report and to let you sense the work that is taking place in Korcha, because he is your hands, your feet, and your voice as that work grows. And we are blessed that they are serving in that capacity for us. Albert.
Thank you, brother. Well, good evening. It's really a blessing to be together and for me and Yona and our family to be with you. We are so thankful for all the support that you are giving to us, and that it really means a lot for us, but for sure it means a lot for God, because it's his mission, it's his work, to him is the glory alone. And we are so blessed to be together here tonight. Actually, it's the first time that I am here, here in the pulpit, I mean. And really, I'm really blessed to have this opportunity and this chance to share with you some of what God has been doing through us and through other members and through Kevin and Allison in Korcha, Albania, and how the work of God is continuing to grow and grow there. Well, Tonight I want to speak some about God's call and share some also a personal story on how God has been moving me and Yona together to be part fully of his mission, and specifically in Korça, Albania. Well, I will start by thinking when together with Yona, well, we were together in we just finished a university, and as I and Yona were together thinking to get married, we were just engaged at the time, we were really thinking on how, what God wanted us to do with our life here on earth. And we really were feeling the push of God's Spirit in being, in serving him, in not only just let's say, a part-time or being like in the backstage, but fully like being in the first stage in helping his kingdom grow. And so what I want to talk tonight, I will speak some of God's call. I remember that in Albania, just a little history, in Albania for a long, long time, it was military service, it was something that was obligatory for everyone, for every man, I mean. And I remember that when I was in high school, and this was a time around the age of 17 and 18, that every young man would receive a call from the military service in order to have a pre-selection of the people that would be able to attend and to serve in military. Well, I don't know how it came, but I wasn't chosen and I wasn't called for military service at all. And well, I can still, you know, I can explain today, but I wasn't, you know, I wasn't sorry about that. Because, but I was glad that in my high school age, I received a higher call. I received a call from God, and it was in that period of time, in 2004, when I fully submitted to myself to God. And as this morning, we witnessed a wonderful thing, how God blessed our life with Betty, that she was. And now she's part of this church, of our church, of God's church. I decided to listen and to obey to God's call for my life and to become his children, his child. Well, after that, thinking of that time, I have some verses I want us to read together in thinking of God's call and in thinking how God moves people and how God moves us. So, these maybe are not written for you, but we can go together in Philippians chapter 2, verses 12 and 13. Therefore, my dear friends, as you have always obeyed, not only in my presence, but now much more in my absence, continue to work out your salvation with fear and trembling. For it is God who works in you to will and to act in order to fulfill his good purpose. Another verse in Romans chapter 12, 1 and 2, another call from God. It's, therefore, I urge you, brothers and sisters, in view of God's mercy, to offer your bodies as a living sacrifice, holy and pleasing to God. This is your true and proper worship. Do not conform to the pattern of this world, but be transformed by the renewing of your mind, that you will be able to test and approve what God's will is, his good, pleasing, and perfect will. Another verse I wanted to go together is Romans chapter 8, verse 28. And we know that in all things, God works for the good of those who love him, who have been called according to his purpose. In Philippians chapter 3, verses 7 to 11, we have some other encouraging verses thinking of the call. But whatever were gains to me, I now consider loss for the sake of Christ. What is more, I consider everything a loss because of the surpassing worth of knowing Christ Jesus, my Lord, for whose sake I have lost all things. I consider them garbage that I may gain Christ and be found in him, not having a righteousness of my own that comes from the law, but that which is through faith in Christ, the righteousness that comes from God on the basis of faith. I want to know Christ, yes, to know the power of his resurrection and participation on his sufferings, becoming like him in his death, and so somehow attaining to the resurrection from the dead. And the last one for the moment is from Mark, last verses, Mark chapter 10, verses 29 to 30. Jesus said, "Truly I say to you, there is no one who has left house or brothers or sisters or mother or father or children or farms for my sake and for the gospel's sake, but that he will receive 100 times as much now in the present age, houses and brothers and sisters and mothers and children and farms, along with persecutions, and in the age to come, eternal life." I want to share these verses for you because for me, it was a pleasure and gladness to receive God's call in obeying the gospel and becoming his child. But it was a more difficult decision to become part of, let's say, fully God's service, to become in his full service. I haven't shared with you, and something that I'll do now, well, together with Yona, from 2008-2010, we have, 2008 we graduated, I graduated in social work, and Yona graduated in history and geography. And then from 2008-2010, we were both working at that time, and I was also continuing my master's degree in social politics. And for our families, what we were about to do later was, and at a certain degree, it's still something that they cannot fully understand what we were about to do. We were working this time, and then it is when we're considering to being married, 2010, and we're considering, okay, we were working, what we'll do with our life, and we had a decision to take. We were introduced by another dear brother of ours, Bledi Valca. We were introduced to the Bible school that was in Tirana at the time. And we were thinking, okay, what are we going to do with our life? And we felt that God is calling us to a higher call. He was calling us to know more his word, and not only to obey and know for ourselves, but also to be active sharers and to live as Christ's example, to live a life with a purpose in sharing his gospel, sharing his love, sharing his compassion with other people. And being able to do that, we wanted to have a deeper understanding of God's word and deeper development. So we decided to attend a Bible school, and so we quit our jobs. And that was the point that our parents were having big question marks. What are you doing in leaving your jobs? We paid for you to go to university, and we are waiting for you now to work and to get some money, but you are just staying for 2 years, you'll be having nothing. What's up with you guys? Well, it was difficult for them, and I understand at that point, but considering the verses that I read before, and these were the verses that together with Yona we were thinking and praying, we felt that God was calling us into a higher path, and we decided to embrace that call of God. After that, we continued, and we graduated from the Bible school in 2012. And during this time, 2010-2012, I started to help different churches in Albania when we see the need. Like I've been sharing and preaching some in a little bit in Tirana, some in Fier, in Lushnja, and a good amount of time in Korça, Albania. And it was during this time when God, in His providence, made possible that I could meet with some dear brothers now, with Lee Allen and Bill Morgan. And it was with then God's provision that we were introduced more with the idea of being God's ministers in Korça. And having said that, I'll skip some slides. So having said that, on 2012, we took the trip to go to Korça, and this is where Lee and Riku, on our way to Korça, we visit my parents. And now their view of us and what we're doing is a little bit different. It's not fully what it should be, but seeing our life and seeing how God has continued to bless us, they are seeing that there is a point to what we have done. There is a meaning. So the ministry in Korcha. Well, this is there are some views of our first apartment that we're having, that we found there. It's what we have done in the beginning, as we were, as I was sharing with you, from 2010, 2012, and we were there in Korcha for 2 different months, 1 month in summer and another month in winter time. And there we were starting and helping the church there, knowing the members, being in touch with different people there inside the church and outside the church. And the time that we were there in Korcha actually helped us to really, not only what the conversation that we have with Lee and Bill, but also the time that we have with the people there in Korcha, that helped us to really see that God was calling us there and to serving him there. So, as before going to Korcha, we had some good connections with the church members there, and we have a good relationship with them and some other connections with people outside of the church. So as we start moving there, what you see here are some of the church members. Like on the right, the boy Satiraj, he's a high school student, and Vasyana, she's now a freshman, I think I would say, first year university. So they were helping us in moving, unpacking. Yona was pregnant at the time, and this was some sides of our apartment there. And here is we are preparing for the winter, because the winter in Korcha, it's difficult. Actually, this year we kind of pushed it to come here. We had a mild one, but Korcha is known to have a very cold winter, so. Majority of people there use wood in order to have to heat. What we did next was continuing and starting to be with the church members and to rebuild the relationship that we start having with them. And so, you know, we were starting doing different activities. One of those, as we see here, it's hiking. The first picture when you saw from Korcha is Korcha is located like in a field, and they're surrounded by mountains. But there is a one very for you that have been there, you know very well. But in the side of the city, there is a hill, mountain, if you say so, that is a cross on the top of it, and that is a good reminder of what you know what we are about. We're about to pursue the cross. So we were there with some church members, and we go there time to time with them. Another thing that we do often is having different coffees with church members and other members there, and other people that we are trying to be in touch. So you see here coffee, ice cream with some church members. Now, what I wanted to see for the moment here is, as you see in the side, you see both, you see Vasyana there and Ani here. At the time when we went to Korcha, Vasyana wasn't still baptized, but she was actively involved with the youth and the church there. And we were continuing to build a relationship with her in order that the vision was sometime as in God's time, she will commit herself and listen to God's call in being his child. And we will see later that she has made this decision. Also, Ani, he is a blind person. The first touch community communication with him we had in 2011, the first time we were in Korcha. He was asking for some help from a church for a camp that was about to happen in a region close to Korcha that was specifically designed for the blind people. Now, thinking that you know the blind community has a little to no activity that they do with association, so. For them, having different opportunities just to go out of home, it was something, it's a blessing for them. And with Ani, from the time we went to Korcha, we were having coffees and Bible studies every weekly basis, like once in 2 days or 3 days. Kevin has also been studying with him, and we'll see again later that he is one of the, on the list of God's people chosen to his church. He has made a decision. So another, some other views of church members in different settings, cafes, Bible study with different ones, like Sotiraj, Vasyana, another cafe with Ani. And here is an activity as we were having, remember calling the Watermelon Fellowship. We don't have time now to go through it, but it was a real blessing, activity. Thinking of a lot of the idea of what comes after the watermelon, what it might represent, if you have the right story. So some other activities, it's a movie activity, birthdays, birthday activities, and I want to stop a little here. This is the birthday of, I think, of Michael. But what we have started doing together with Yona and with Kevin and Allison was we have made a list. I made a list of all the believers and all the ones that are baptized in Christ. And seeing not only their birthday, but their actually their more important birthday, their spiritual birthday. And what we do is, as we see during the week, whose birthday it is on the coming Sunday, my wife, actually not me, she is a good help. She prepares cake or different desserts in order for us to rejoice together as a church, as a body of Christ, for the spiritual birthday of the believer. And since you know the congregation in Korcha is still, let's say, in the first steps, it's still small, comparing with other churches abroad. We find it very good, and it's helped a lot in the fellowship among each other. So there are some other pictures of activity. Here is another activity that we have made. November 28th is the day of Albanian independence. And on 2012, when we were there, it was the 100 years of the Albanian independence. So we had like a big celebration and thinking more on the independence that we have in Christ from sin as Christ people. Some other views of that activity. Another thing that we do, we try to do yearly basis is during Christmas time, we organize different gifts for the church members and for the ones that are in more need. We organize even like boxes of food. It's a symbolic, but still it's an idea of thinking for them. And we share this in the, during the Christmas time. Some other activities that we do with the youth in different games as we share the gospel with them, as we share more Bible principles. Not only in the church, but church environment, but we also do meet in other environments, especially at home. This is the time when we were in Kevin's and Allison's apartment. We have continued that habit in inviting people over to our apartment for different, like a coffee, meals together, in order to build more a close relationship with them, so that we can share more God's word. And mostly we are trying to use also the hospitality of Albanians as a good tool to share the gospel with people that we know there, the people that are around. Some other activities that we do, well, this is a site of the Bible study that we do together. At the time of this picture is taken, we have been meeting together twice a week doing a study on Ephesians. Well, this was a time when we had another blessing from God, our little daughter, Hosanna. And these are some pictures of hers. This was rejoicing in God's blessing. And together with us, we have other like church members and friends that are rejoicing with us. As we see here, Bruna is a church member there that she has come to visit. Another couple that some of you might know as well, it's Matthew and Francesca, when they were actually maybe were planning to the practice for their future, as they are now, at the time they were just engaged, but now they are married together. And when you saw the wood in the beginning, this is what we have been preparing, because Korcha in winter it's cold, and you can see that there is snow, and you need to be warmed up, because yes, you see what happens. So some other activity that I want to mention is the Bible Bowl. As Churches of Christ in Albania, we used to meet together each year around fall, September normally, and we study a letter or a different book in the Bible. We prepare with the church youth, and then the idea is not just for the competition, but the idea is for the youth to actually know more God's word, and so that they can apply it to their life. So this is one of the activity in participating in the Bible Bowl. I think this is in 2012, and we have the other one in 2013. Here's Jonah teaching kids class, and this is another picture of the Bible Bowl. I think this is of the 2013 when we were in Durus. This is the group that was from Korcha, and we have done good so far, first and second or fourth place. So this is another picture of that activity together after the Bible Bowl. Also, as Church of Christ in Albania, there is another activity that it is organized in a yearly basis, and is the youth meeting that it is organized in Tirana. And this is a good chance for the youth and for the young people that are not only like church members that are baptized in Christ, but also for their friends to invite together, and so that we can go and be in touch with other believers, other Christians, and see what the Christian life is about, and also having a good time together. So this is again a view from that trip. As I mentioned at the beginning with Ani, he's a blind man. When we met with him, he was just a regular member of the Blind Association. But after that, they had some elections, and now he's the vice president of the Blind Association. And the president is actually Violeta. We will see pictures of her later. That from the time that Ani became a Christian, and we start having the twice a week a meeting with the blind community, and this is actually a meeting with the blind community, and we are doing Bible studies together. I'm sharing the Bible with them. And from the time, also, the director of the Blind Association has been attending when she can, because she is having some health issues. But she has been attending, and it has been a good open door to share the gospel with these special people. And I am very glad to have had this opportunity, and it has been a blessing so far. So this is another meeting with them, and there is another activity that what they have done. I thought this was impossible, but actually it is possible. They can play chess. I am a good fan. I really like to play chess a lot. But when I heard that they can do this, this was amazing for me. You know. So this is another activity with the blind people. And actually, when you see here, this is Violeta, the director of the Blind Association. And when the previous director was, he was some more like, I think he had a Muslim background, and it was he wouldn't allow the members of the Blind Association to meet together with to have Bible studies. But when she came to the scene, she has been very open, and she really have a good spirit. And also, she has been also attending church once in a while when she can, because she has had some health issues lately. So this is a better view of her on the side here. This is another member of the Blind Association. His name is Piero. We are here visiting at his house. And what we do, in Albania, Albanians are known for their hospitality. And what we do in Albania, as I mentioned actually even before, what we do is we try to use this as a tool to share the gospel with people. Just not only that, being hospital for the respect, but being hospital with a purpose of sharing the God's word with them. This is an activity that we had this past February with some of the church members together for the Valentine. And this is Bona. She's the wife of Benny. Benny has become a member about 2 years ago, and We have been trying to, together with Yona, to have some a good relationship with them, and we are sharing with his wife, with Bona, that she will come to make the decision, and as her husband, to become a child of God. She's a very sweet lady. Here I am with Benny, together. Another activity that we have done here, that we see here, it's like just going outside, going toward the cross. It is a good site there that you can go for a picnic. So this is a picnic that we have organized. And again, as we have done different games, again, the purpose was to, again, share some of the Bible principles with the families and with the members of the families of the Christians that we know there, that their families will see also what we are about, what we do, and how our life as a Christian is, not only in the church environment, but also in other environments. So these are some of the sites. Here we are in a Bible study together and singing songs. Again, this is a site, a view from the picnic. Another activity that we have tried to do in a not very often, but in a regular basis, it's having like a soccer activity together, and this is especially with the youth from the church, and with a perspective to know more each other, to fellowship with them, and to have the chance that later to share, to open their hearts and to share the gospel. And some other games together, you from the games, after the game, or before the game actually, we had the Bible study, and then we had the game. Here's the view from the Bible study. Here is an activity that Yona has been involved with Allison. It's dealing with the kids, and we have a good ministry with the kids there. And actually, there's been a blessing also having a VBS, as we do in Korcha on a yearly basis, because that has helped to for more kids to be involved with the church there, and that's helped to continue them to follow up with the kids that are coming, and not only with them, but using the kids as a good tool that, you know, can be in touch with their families, with their parents, and then share from there. So this is an activity for the Christmas time, where we have shared also some gifts with the kids, some again parts of the kids. Another thing that we have done with the kids there is that in Korcha we also have an orphanage, and what we have done, or what Yona actually has done, is to organize some time to time to go to the orphanage to share with them, most importantly, not just like material things, but most important, to share with them God's love, to share that they are not alone, to share that, you know, they that there are people that love them also. And in this case, we have shared some clothes, some food with them, and have a good fellowship with the kids in the orphanage. And these are, you see here, the side. These are the kids from the orphanage, and these are, well, our kids, kids from the church. Other activities that, again, this is Yona has been more involved, is in the doing with the ladies, not only having ladies class like every week, but every year, having on the Mother's Day, having a big event for the ladies there, and when we can share more God, we share more His Word. And the two last years that we have been a part of it, we have really enjoyed. I say we because I've been in the backstage. And in helping and facilitating, but we really enjoy in seeing the desire of the woman to be together with the church and to fellowship with us. And also, we are praying and hoping that we will see fruits from this time with them. And Yona sharing for the meeting. So as I said, we've had, and these are pictures from the two occasions, 2013 and 2014. This is for the 2014. Some more fellowship. Well, she has been a help too after the meeting in cleaning. So this is another picture of the ladies' class, and as they do, not only they have a time when they study together, but once a month they have a time that they do like different art craft and different activity together. This is an art craft that they have been doing, together, and these are some pictures. For those of you that have been to Albania, this picture might seem not familiar. For those of you who don't, what you'll see here, actually, let's see another one. Okay, this is a dessert, and a traditional Albanian dessert. It's called baklava. And well, I don't know all the ingredients, but I know that it's good. It is done for the new year, and I know that it has some nuts inside, butter, nuts, and some other things. But it's actually a very good dessert, traditional one, as I said. And this is a time where one of the church members now, Eglantina, that. Jona and her sister, we are here at our home, as I said, using the hospitality and also being deliberate in sharing God's word with them, and continue to help them grow in their spirituality. So this is one side they have been doing this past year together, the baklava. So you see here more nicer view, I think, a cleaner view. And this is the result afterwards. Actually, one is theirs because the others are some other people. And another activity that we have tried to put in place together is having what we call here the potluck, and just being together with the church, and everyone brings some food, and just to enjoy a more closer fellowship together. And this actually has helped in just in putting in. Opening the relationship with each other and in having a deeper and closer relationship with each other. Because you don't have just a setting of what they call coming to church, sitting and then going, but also, you know, coming, being together, worshiping God, and then fellowshipping with each other in sharing different things from their life with each other. So these are some of the pictures of that activity. This is some pictures from the VBS, the past VBS together. On the kids that have participated. And one of the kids that have been part of VBS now it's a member of the church, because as you see later, she committed herself to God, and she was baptized in December, past December. Here you see some pictures of the past summer campaign that we have. And we see some teachers and their students in the Bible study together. Studying the material from the WEI, like using English and Bible together. So these are the different teachers and the different students. And this is an activity during the summer campaign, but some of you that have been here may recognize the picture, like Artania and Romira. And some other pictures of them. Also, we try to organize after the studies. We try to find a day that we can organize, like a picnic with the or seeing like sightseeing with the teachers that come, so that they not only have like teach the Bible and teach English to the students, but also they can have some time that we can fellowship as a team together, and we can share together what it's like to be in God's mission, what it's like to listen to God's call. And sometimes you also sweat. But it's a joy, because you do it, you know, for the Lord. And so some other pictures on meals and fellowship that we have with the teachers and the activities that we have with them. This is after the summer campaign. Happy, a little tired, but happy. That we were able to do it in God's glory. Now, what I want to share here, and what we have with some names, it's the people that have committed themselves to Christ from the time that we went to church until now. And there is a total of thanks God. When I was doing this, I was pleased to see how God has been working in these people's life, and then to see their especially with some of them being one-on-one deeply involved with them, to see how God is working in their lives and how they are continuing to grow in their faith day by day. So I have some pictures from each of them. So this is Ani, that he was baptized on August 1st, 2012. we talked some of him. Actually, here we are good. So this is again Violeta. As I said, that she has been attending church as well. She hasn't still committed her life to God, but seeing that we are in good steps with her. And on the right, we see here, this is Annie's mother. And the little girl is Violeta's granddaughter, that she has actually participated in the VBS and is coming time to time to the kids' Bible study as well. So after Annie, what we have here, it's Yuna is the other one that was, the other member that was baptized in Christ, this girl here. She is a high school student. After that we have Moza. This is another sweet lady with a great heart, that she committed herself to God as well. And I really am blessed that I was part of this great event, because if you know her, you will really stick with her, because she has a great heart and she is really ready to serve at any time, even in her own cause, but she is ready to serve. So this is her, and we are here in another baptism. It's a baptism of Vasiana. As I mentioned, now she is a university student, but she has been around church in a couple of years and have also gone through the WI materials. And on the November 3rd, 2012, she committed herself to God in baptism. Then next we have Eglantina. As I said, she also has been around church for a couple of years, but she made a commitment to God in 2012 in November 5th. The other one that we have here, it's this girl here, actually, it's Angela, and she is Eglantina's sister. A couple of months ago, she also made a decision to be part of God's family. And really, it was difficult for these two sisters, because their family, actually, it is a Muslim background, and they are very traditional Muslim background. And it was difficult for them to make the decision, especially for Angela, as she's they live together with their mother. Their father has passed away more than 5 years ago. And she has a very close bond with her mother. And when she was saying that she wanted to be baptized in Christ, her mother was like, you know, I lost a daughter, I don't want to lose another one. These were her literal words. But as together with Yona, we have been sharing with Angela the meaning and the, you know, what holds our loyalty. You know, it sometimes, as I mentioned in the beginning, we have to decide what is God's call for us. It is to just obey and follow our parents or our tradition, or to listen and to follow to God's word, to God's call. And she finally made the decision to become God's child. Also, Marcel, you see the guy on the right. When I met him, he seemed to be really like what we call, you know, worldly guy with, you know, different ambitions and different stuff. But as we started to have coffees together and little by little to share Bible principles, when he was seeing my life and he was seeing how we lived, as you know, and even with the church, it raises question in his head. So he started to be more involved in our lives. And then at a point we started to study the Bible together, and he has and continues to be a great help for the church now in being a different facilitator. Whatever he sees that needs to be done, he's the one going and doing it. Yeah. Picking up Bibles, he picks up us Bibles. He needs to do some arrangement or fixing in the building, he is the one to do it. Or if some of the church members have some problems with their furniture at home, he's the one going to fix them. So he's a great guy. His name is Marcel. So this is a view of the two sisters as they are now, well, physical cross, but they are now in the spiritual cross together, because they both have committed to follow God. And this is another picture of Marcel and Angela. It's a picture of studying with Marcel at our apartment. Another one that God has blessed us, another soul that is added to his church in Korcha is Anna. She is a 15 years old young lady, and she is a student in Korcha. She has been studying WI materials, and then she has been to the kids class earlier, and then to the youth class. She made the decision to, after being faced with the gospel and with God's word, to embrace God's calling. So this is a picture of her baptism on the August 10th, 2013. Another one we see here is Marisa. She's the one with the glasses here. She's also a high school student that was baptized on September 2nd, 2013. This is a picture of her baptism. See here, Ani is the blind guy that I mentioned, and Moza, his wife, as they together started to study the Bible, Moza with Yona, with Alison, and Ani has continued to grow in his faith as studying with me and with Kevin. And from that point, we see now that Moza, his wife, is part of God's church as well, as she was baptized into the name of Jesus Christ. And this is a picture of fellowshiping together with Moza on the right and Violeta, the director of the Blind Association, in the left. A picture of us after the baptism. Another girl is Marisa, that she was baptized into the Lord. Also, she is Marisa. And I saw her picture better. She's again a high school student. This is her sister that I mentioned in the beginning, Micaela, that she has been involved in the kids class and in the VBS, and she also made a commitment to become part of God's church, and they are both very persistent in being together with the church. This is a picture of Micaela as she is being baptized. So these are the three ladies together, young ladies. And what you see in the back, it's the parents of Micaela and Ergisa. This is the father of them, Luan, and this is their mother. They were pictures together. And the last one is Anira, that was baptized. And this is a view of the church. They are not all the members, but the majority of the members together as they are gathered for the baptism. So when I mentioned the beginning, we are called, and we have a call from God to follow him and to follow the cross. In Korcha, we have a view, I don't know who, maybe the Orthodox Church did it for some reason. They have built a cross on the top of a mountain. But for us as Christians, that we really know the true meaning of the cross, it is a very good physical and spiritual meaning, and to see the cross and to be reminded often as I see it or walk toward it, to remind of God's calling for our life is to follow him, to follow the cross. And this is a view of the city of Korcha. Now, what I want us to think about is as I shared about my calling, our calling, I want us to see the future plans, what Lord willing, in God's help, we want to accomplish. And one of those is we have VBS 2014 with the kids. And what I want you to encourage is to think of yourself or for people that are able and interested in be part of the W summer campaign that we'll have in 2014. And you can talk with this with Tom or with Lee or Bill, whoever that you see, or the elders, that you can work out a plan together that we can continue to be actually really partners together there. And I want us to finish by reading some verses that are, to me, are encouraging verses in thinking of the call that we have from God and what we are to pursue in God's word. So I want to read three more passages, and I will end with this because I see that my time is over. Okay, so let's go in Romans 15, verse 18. I will not venture to speak of anything except what Christ has accomplished through me in leading the Gentiles to obey God by what I have said and done. 2 Corinthians 3, 4 to 6. Such confidence we have through Christ toward God, not that we are adequate in ourselves to consider anything as coming from ourselves, but our adequacy is from God, who also made us adequate as servants of a new covenant, not of the letter, but of the Spirit. For the letter kills, but the Spirit gives life. But thanks be to God, who always leads us, and this is from 2 Corinthians 2, 13 to 16, 14 to 16, who always leads us in triumph in Christ and manifests through us the sweet aroma of the knowledge of Him in every place. For we are a fragrance of Christ to God among those who are being saved and among those who are perishing. To the one, an aroma from death to death. To the other, an aroma from life to life. And who is adequate of such things, of these things? And as I was saying, this was a little view of our ministry, our work in Korcha. And again, I wanted to thank you for the partnership that you are doing, for the prayers that you are giving on our behalf. And think again of the call. This is our call from God. And I wanted you to think as well, what is your call? And how are you pursuing God's call in your life? Thank you so much.